Health does not always come from medicine. Most of the time, it comes from peace of mind, peace in the heart, peace in the soul. It comes from laughter and love. Hello everyone, my name is Harshita and I'll be your host for this session. Today, we will discuss several myths about mental illness and taboos related to it with our guest Mansi Vijay. Before proceeding ahead, I would like to tell a little about her. She is an avid blogger and also pursuing clinical psychology. Hello Mansi, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi Harshita, thank you for the introduction. It's a pleasure to be here.
So Mansi, the reason behind choosing this topic is tight schedule and increasing stress levels between young generations. As you know, mental health, it is an important issue and knowing about it would certainly make a difference. But unfortunately, there are various myths about mental illness that I came across even in my workplace.
Oh.
Yeah. Since you are pursuing clinical psychology, I believe you are the right person to shed some light and help me and our listeners to invalidate the myths surrounded by mental issues.
Of course, Harshita. So what happens is there's a stigma associated with mental illness, which you call as, sanism.
Okay.
It's just like racism or sexism, just like a form of oppression and discrimination.
All right.
And honestly, there is a lot of sanism and misinformation surrounding mental illness.
Okay.
Which is, still present within our society.
Yes, agree.
So it's totally up to us. And since I'm pursuing clinical psychology and you are being a part of project like Calm Sage, it's our duty, literally, to educate others and set the record straight.
I agree, Mansi. Even I have observed these behavioral disorders that are actually impacting the lives of millions of people every single day.
Of course.
So, as you said, the attached societal stigma about mental health is what is contributing to the spreadness of misconceptions.
So, on
such belief that I came across is that people who self-harm are the real victim of mental illness. So, what do you think?
No, too many people think that people dealing with mental health issues are a danger to society.
Really?
But the truth is that people living with mental health issues are, 10 times more likely to be a victim of violent crime rather than actually being the culprit.
Okay.
So, this is only the societal bias that contributes to the stigma faced by those with psychiatric diagnostics.
Okay.
Self-injury is a symptom of borderline personality disorder, which is identified by unstable moods, relationships, and also behaviors.
Okay.
So, moreover, this can also be associated with anxiety, depression, and maybe substance abuse.
Substance abuse like drugs or
so? Of course.
Okay, all right, great. Right. There is also a common belief that when someone develops a mental health problem, it has been seen or it has been believed that a particular person will have it for the rest of their life. So, they will have to depend on medications forever or like what?
Well, it's important to realize that mental health doesn't stay the same. First, it goes up and down over the course of your life.
Okay.
There are several factors that influence how you feel. So if any of these factors change, your mental health will eventually change.
Okay.
Yeah. So a good treatment plan can certainly help your work through the problem and even help you to recover.
Okay.
Yeah. So sometimes you have to find a way to live with it and you can still be a productive member of the family.
Okay, great.
But at the same time, feeling better might not mean that you have cured.
Okay.
You may have to continue with your treatment plan even after you feel better.
Okay, this is very necessary, no?
Yeah. So, okay. But there are several cases of depression and anxiety that were actually, temporary.
Okay.
And that just go away after the treatment.
Oh, okay. Even if a person is never able to fully recover from mental illness, treatments can help them manage their symptoms.
Of course.
And they can experience higher quality of life.
Well, absolutely true that.
All right. So, another common stigma, Mansi, that is attached with mental health problems are, it's a young people's thing. Since they are more sensitive these days. So, is it true?
Definitely no. So mental health problems have existed as long as humans have, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And are, it's not a new phenomenon now.
Okay.
Both the older and younger generation experience similar mental health problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that over the past decade, people have become more comfortable in talking about their mental health, which might make it appear that such problems are a recent invention.
Okay.
And, you know, more common than previously. That's all.
Okay,
nothing
okay.
related with generation or something like that.
All right, Mansi, thank you so much. So, Mansi, the next belief is people can deal with mental illness on their own. Is it possible?
Well, it's a very common misbelief that, strong-minded people are capable of dealing with mental problems, you know, without any help.
Mm-hmm.
To some extent, I believe, yes, they can.
Okay.
It literally depends on their lifestyle choices.
Mm-hmm.
Like, be it proper nutrition, regular exercise, restful sleep, avoiding alcohol or maybe drugs. So avoiding all these things can surely help them improve mental health. But again, from being the same background, it's recommended to seek professional treatment,
mm-hmm.
In order to help them and they can actually overcome the symptoms of poor mental health.
Agree.
Harshita, it should never be assumed that having mental health symptoms is a sign of weakness.
Okay.
Because actually it's not.
Mm-hmm.
There are several famous personalities like Terry, Joey Votto, Selena Gomez.
Oh, Selena, yes.
Mm-hmm. Kendall Jenner, who are actually, openly speaking about mental problems and, raising awareness about the issues.
Okay.
They have literally overcome their problems with proper treatment. So, it can happen to anyone.
Oh, okay. So, Mansi, one such belief that I came across is about violence.
Oh.
Yeah, violence. So, like, as I have seen in many movies, including Black Swan,
mm-hmm.
Spilt, or they look like people. That people with mental health problems are typically violent.
Oh.
I firmly believe, Mansi, what we see is what we perceive. So, what do you think? Is this just a myth or a fact?
These movies, I tell you, Harshita, like, they are just a source of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Our listeners should understand that, whatever they are seeing is not always what is actually happening.
Okay.
So, I'll ask you, whatever is shown in those movies, which you have mentioned, like the Black Swan or Split, do you think they are literally true?
No, not at all.
Exactly. So, when we are not ready to accept other screenplays, then why are we accepting the violent part of these real models?
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, they are just myths. So, I'm going to tell you about the facts related to the scene.
Okay.
Starting with Harvard Health data,
mm-hmm.
In 2006, almost 70% of Americans believed that a person with schizophrenia will act more violently, and on the other side, 35% of people who are suffering from major depression were more likely to be violent.
Oh, that's intense.
Yes, it is actually. But Harshita, research proves this to be wrong.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, people with psychiatric disorders are not at all violent. Sure. Some mentally ill people can commit violent crimes, but that is definitely not the norm.
Okay.
But, talking about public opinion surveys, I would, shed some light on certain points.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people living with mental illness and receiving effective treatment are no more violent than anyone else in the community.
Okay.
Second thing which I would like to bring to your notice is that people living with schizophrenia are more likely to harm themselves
okay.
than to harm others. So, I would suggest encourage and support people living with mental illness and promote them to access effective treatment as early as possible.
Okay.
This is literally very essential in reducing possible violence among people living with, mental illness.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So everything is curable when you have done it
of course,
at the right time.
Of course.
Trust me, Mansi. I'm going to make this a note now.
Thank you.
Mansi, so I'm heading on the next myth. And I personally feel this is quite common between people. And I'm talking about pills.
I saw that coming.
So even I know, and I believe you will also agree on this point, that taking antidepressants will help you to solve mental health issues. I'm right, Mansi?
Of course, yeah. Agreed, totally.
Yeah. The main misconception that is circulated all over the world is pills can solve everything. So what are your views? Can pills cure the ill?
Gosh, I want our listeners to understand whether they are struggling with depression or not. Pills can't solve everything. Like, if a person is suffering from cancer, will the medicines will heal him or chemotherapies will do its work?
So, of course, chemotherapy will be needed. But at the same time, Mansi, pill will also perform its action on a person's illness.
Yeah, hey, you got it, Harshita. Pills can't solve everything. If a person is battling with depression or anxiety, taking antidepressants can indeed help them in their treatment.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there are many people who simply depend on these pills, you know, to feel better or lighter.
Yes.
But trust me, Harshita, antidepressants are not always the answer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but everyone, even our listeners, have heard about Verivel. Have you?
Yeah.
So their research, antidepressants target one or more of the neurotransmitters. This effect is only temporary.
Okay.
But if you stop taking these antidepressants, your brain chemistry will return to its previous state.
Okay.
So whether it's a depression or just the flu, don't ever depend on pills. Instead, participate in activities, hang out with your friends and, you know, feel better.
If you don't mind, can I add shopping on the list?
Of course you can.
I hope all of our listeners are now able to understand the difference between myths and facts regarding this mental medications.
Of course.
Thank you so much, Mansi, for making us understand the common myths and facts about this illness.
Well, it was a wonderful session, Harshita. Thank you so much for making me a part of this.
Of course. I really hope, Mansi, that this podcast lessens the stigma associated with mental health problems.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So, to our valuable listeners, if you or someone you know is suffering from such issues, now finding help is easier than ever before. Just connect with us on www.calmsage.com or drop a message on our Facebook or Insta handle. We are always there to listen to you and help you in lightening up your mood. Goodbye, have a nice day, and stay tuned for our next podcast.